Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good morning. This is Sunday Mornings with Enlightenism, and I am your co-host, Enlightenist teacher and consciousness practitioner, Carolyn Kelly. And I thank you for listening, and I welcome you to our Sunday morning Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom broadcast service. As the song says, we are unlearning toxicity. We are learning a new way to think and live. So we begin our broadcast, as we do every broadcast, with a prayerful meditation to quiet and clear the mind from the toxicity of hurry and worry of daily living. Allowing the prayerful meditation to move you out of generational toxicity to a new way to think and live. Allow the words in the meditation to aid you in creating a foundation for self-reliance. Allow yourself to know that this prayerful meditation is your beingness. Allow yourself to know that you have the power within to cleanse and clear your mind. So let us begin with the understanding of going into the prayerful meditation. And we begin by closing our eyes very softly. All of you that can, close your eyes very gently, very softly, and begin breathing in and out in a very slow, deliberate, and calming manner so that the words are coming into the consciousness that knows that you are whole, perfect, and complete, and have everything that you will ever need for the journey. So with your eyes closed and breathing gently, I will begin our Enlightenism insightful prayerful meditation. I awake each morning in the awareness that the power of the unconditioned consciousness of being resides in each moment of my thinking, in each moment of my being, and in each moment of my doing. It is in this power of being that I recognize my life on the Enlightenism path of a new way to think and live. In this beingness of a new way to think and live, I acknowledge that I have within me the power to heal my life and the power to change my life. In this far-reaching power, I know that I am self-reliant. I know that I was born whole, perfect, and complete, faceless, formless, and colorless, and have everything that I will ever need for the journey. On the enlightenism path of a new way to think and live, I understand that all my activities lead back to my beliefs and values. And it is from this reference that I clearly understand my awareness of being. On the enlightenism path, my power leads me out of lack, limitation, and struggle. Every moment on this path, I embrace the far-reaching values of a new way to think and live. On the enlightenism path, I embrace and understand the freedom of being. In every moment, I acknowledge my existence and my awareness of being on the enlightenism path of a new way to think and live. My life and activity respond from this beingness. I am on the path of a new way to think and live. On this path, I come to know that I am greater than the I that I created. I am on the path of a new way to think and live. Now I ask that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and release it very slowly through your mouth as you open your eyes and consciously move your attention back to the broadcast. I'd like to remind you that this broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Listen Notes, Spotify, Spreaker, Apple, and Google by typing or speaking into your device, Brother Malcolm Kelly, Blog Talk Radio. I recommend reading Brother Malcolm's latest blog, Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past. Also, go to our YouTube channel to hear more of Brother Malcolm's insights. The Enlightenism broadcast is a spiritual freedom broadcast. The intent of the Enlightenism spiritual freedom broadcast is to reveal how you can use your mind to overcome the spiritual dependency on others to define God for you. Through this broadcast and your self-acquired intuitive knowledge, you come to know that the greater power of God is within your mind. Now, before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I want to share some short insights with you as I do. The idea of this broadcast is to invite you to work from the inside out. What I know is this. We are always engaged in our living, and we're engaged from the outside in or from the inside out, which is the Enlightenism path. Enlightenism is living from the inside out. Enlightenism asks, am I aware of being in my responses to my living? Who am I aware of being in this event? What is my behavior? What is my activity? What is my expression? What am I knowing about me? Do I know that I am responsible for the current conditions in my life? Do I know that I have the power within to change the way I think and live? Do I move from this power within, or do I move from what others have taught me? With this broadcast, we are here to bring into being the freedom and comfort of living life in wholeness. When we are living and being this wholeness, we make decisions and speak our words from this beingness. It is in this beingness that we come to know the path of enlightenism. What I know is this. On the enlightenism path, you are giving yourself back the power of your mind. You come to know more of yourself. You come to your beingness. You come to understand yourself. You come to represent yourself in your experiences. You come to patience, understanding, forgiveness. You come to go beyond what you have been taught by others. You come to be faceless, formless, and colorless. You come to know that you have everything that you will ever need for the journey. You have come to self-acquired intuitive knowledge. Enlightenism is where you come to know a new place to think and live. It is where you trust the beingness in you. It is where you come to know the power within. It is where you live from the inside out. The words in the prayerful meditation speak to this beingness. It speaks to understanding who we are in every event in our lives, because we can answer the question, who am I aware of being? Brother Malcolm and I invite you to overcome your dependency on others, to define God for you. We invite you to understand that the greater power of God is within you. Living in this beingness of enlightenism, you come to know the enlightenism motto, we don't use enlightenism to find the power of God outside of us. We use enlightenism to find the power of God within. I encourage you to read our blogs, listen to our broadcasts, live or on playback on any one of the platforms that I mentioned earlier, and to purchase our books, Enlightenism, The New African American Man, Seeds from the Ashes, and Let There Be Life. This is a life-changing broadcast, and I invite you to pick up and use all of the tools that are available so that you come to that place where you understand we don't use enlightenism to find the power of God outside of us. We use enlightenism to find the power of God within. I now give you speaker, author, philosopher, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carol. Well, you hit the nail on the head today, as usual. Who are you aware of being? And you broke it down. You simplified it so anyone can know it. and understand it. And you also said the essence of the Enlightenism philosophy. We define God inside, not outside.
Right.
And we're not listening to what people said about the past, because that's our interpretation of what happened in their lives. We don't even know the people. You know? We don't know those people. Why? You know? So we're going to depend on the veracity of what somebody's saying that we don't know.
Exactly.
They say, we talked about it.
No first-hand information. Only second-hand information.
Not at all. So you want to get first-hand information and direct knowledge? Go within yourself.
Absolutely.
That's where
it is.
You don't know for yourself. Whether it works and whether you have to be in the past, depend on the past or in the present. You have to, in other words, we're going to depend on the past to define how we think in the present moment.
Exactly, exactly.
And you broke it down beautifully.
Thank you.
Priceless. Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn.
You're quite welcome.
Okay, folks, I'm Brother Malcolm. You see Sister Carolyn break it down. Got us started to hear on this broadcast today, as she usually does. She gives us a great meditation. Then she crystallizes the Enlightenism philosophy. We don't define the greater power of God outside. It's within. Why is it within? Because you have to discover it for yourself, or you're going to have to rely on hearsay information. And hearsay information, folks, you cannot trust it at all. Not at all, because it's made up. And when you put your faith in what someone is telling you about the past, about people you don't know, then you devalue the person that you do know. And the person that you do know is you. And you don't want to devalue yourself. Letting go of our dependency on the past. The power of creation begins with imagination and visualization. We need both to overcome the hearsay knowledge of others. It is only when we decide to trust ourselves we stop relying on dead people's beliefs to free us of their illusions. Many of us know more about those in the past than we know more about ourselves. Society teaches us about the achievements of people we don't know and can never know. It's unfortunate, but most of us lack the power and clarity to let go of these beliefs. This lack of clarity is the darkness that blinds us in a mindset that uses past beliefs to live in the present. And what we are talking about on this broadcast and in the blog and in the book Enlightenism is not depending on the past to live in the present. To become dependent upon yourself and to trust yourself, create a new world for yourself, a new freedom, by letting go of who you are aware of being with someone else's beliefs. Who are you aware of being? And when you strip about race and color and all of these other things that people have laid out to define who we are, when you strip those away, you cleanse the mind of others' beliefs and values, then what do you have? You have yourself without those beliefs. It is only when you start missing things that you move away from, that you clear away. Then you know, I want to go back and pick them up. So you now want to go back and try to find yourself 3,000 years ago or 5,000 years ago. Then you want to listen to everything all of the people talk about. And they can all talk to you about all of what they want to talk to you about, Christ, the Buddha, Krishna, and all of the other people that they never met. Never met them, never spent any time with them. I know the person. The person is speaking to me. The only thing is speaking to you are your beliefs and values about what you have heard. And when you understand that external causation is where we put our focus on what happened outside of us. What is the cause? internal causation is in self-discovery. And you enter into self-discovery with personal responsibility for accepting what others told you and depending on it. When you leave behind all of this other stuff and you strip yourself of the illusions about who you are, as I said earlier, what's left is you are aware of being. And when you know that you can do better in life, why do you feel you can do better? And I'm not talking about comparing yourself to other people. See, we compare ourselves to other people, we are buying into toxicity, we're buying into the illusions. The consciousness of truth is where the representation is. The consciousness of truth exists in the present, always. It is never in the past. We don't need the past to live in the present. We just believe we need the past because people have told us about people in the past that we should idolize, that we should follow, that we should believe in. And then turn around in the present moment and turn right back into the past for some guidance. You know, it's kind of comical that you have grown people, adult people in the world, in this mythical world, 2024, trying to understand something about somebody you know nothing about. It's like taking a class in philosophy. The people talk about Plato and Aristotle and Socrates never met the people. And they tell you with such assurance, this is who the people were. Now, let's let the past go. What can you do in the present? How can you get direct knowledge of the consciousness of truth within? And it begins very simply. By you saying and understanding that you are responsible for the awareness of being that you have today, that you're aware of being. That takes a lot of courage to admit that you are where you are today because of the beliefs and values you use to create this person that you're aware of being. And then when you can accept responsibility without judgments, this is not about judgments, it's about where you are. Because you may believe today you're in a terrible place. How do you know you're in a terrible place unless you compare it to someone else? Unless you are bought into what someone else has told you about how you should think and live. But you don't know it independent of what someone else told you. You're really doing really well today, you know. You could have woke up, awakened today and said, whoa, I feel great. I'm doing really well. And then you start listening to the past and the criteria of the past. Then you start talking, well, I would be if I had this. Oh, and if I hadn't have done something in the past, I wouldn't be feeling this way. I wouldn't have made it. So now you're on a mind trip. I call those mind trips. To the past, where you're recalling something that's dead. The person you knew in the past is dead. You know, it doesn't seem like it, but let me tell you something. You cannot go back and be 15 years old or 16 or 25. You cannot go back. That person is dead. And everything they did is unless you hold on to it to build your life. You build your life based upon the experiences of dead people because that's what society has taught us to do. And we do it to ourselves. Say, you know, I don't like that person. I don't like the way I was. I was a fool when I was 25. Now, that was your awareness of being. But you can change it, folks. That's what's so good about enlightenism. Enlightenism is an experience of yourself. It only focuses on you. And when it focuses on you, everyone else disappears. But then someone may think that you are illiterate, that you don't know how to hold a conversation. Because all the work that people have done, they can, you know, I get into conversation with people sometimes and they want to try to refer me to something that they read in philosophy or psychology or something. And my response is, talk about yourself. How do you respond to who you're aware of being? And how did this awareness of being come about in your life for you to believe you're this person? So what caused me to believe I'm a black man or African American? Where does it come from? It comes from somebody else's information. I surely didn't create it myself. It is only when I rely upon someone else's definition of who I am that I build my life based upon that definition. So I base my life on being a black man the way people have defined me. And when I change and discover direct knowledge for myself, then I understand the illusions of race and color. So I am no longer defining myself as a black man based upon the decision that someone else described me. So if color is black, it does not mean that I am a victim of somebody the way you have defined me. I define myself as whole, perfect, and complete. I don't come from the past. I live in the present. I live with the consciousness of truth, and it's always in the present. So you're not going to get, you're not going to trick Brother Malcolm into going back trying to find myself 3,000 years ago, and now you're going to tell me what I should be. I should know more about all of these other people and know a little about myself. I want to know more about myself and very little of anything about the others. I don't need to know about what happened 3,000 years ago to live in the present. I know what I am saying is diametrically different than what the world's perspective of the past is, because I know, based upon the conversations, things that I observed and read about, people depend upon the past. They want you to go back. And they have the statement that if you don't understand the past, you're going to repeat all of the mistakes. Well, let me tell you something. I know a lot of people that know a lot about the past and repeat all of the mistakes in the past. The people in the past were in a world of hurt, a lot of pain and suffering, a lot of struggle, a lot of things they passed on from one generation to the other, how to kill people, how to steal, how to do all of these things, how to oppress people. All of this came from the past, all passed on from one generation to the next. And now you decide to wake up and I'm telling you, so, well, wait a minute. You don't want to talk about your history? My history is now. History is with the consciousness of truth, the one that is free of all of the pain and suffering of the past. It's in the present. That's where life begins, in creation. You cannot depend on dead people. You cannot. And have any understanding of what they did with their lives. So if you cannot depend on the past, what do you depend on? The present. What you can know for yourself, can you create for yourself? With imagination and visualization. Well, you could create a new person. But hey, no one. Let me tell you something, folks. The truth is seldom believed. I understand that very well. This, where I live today, the truth is alien to our minds unless we let go of our dependency on the past. People don't want to know the truth about anything, including themselves, until you discover for yourself that you are worthwhile and there's a greater power in you than it is in what you read about, that you are greater than Freud, you're greater than Jung, you're greater than Socrates and Aristotle. Until you can conceptualize that for yourself, then you're not. Then you're not. You are tied to some legacy of the past. And in that legacy of the past, you're always trying to convince people outside of you that you are somebody. And the people outside of you have a criteria that says you're not. And you cannot raise your level up to be comparable to Jesus Christ. Oh, they don't want to even think about that. So you build upon it, called the greatest of all time. So in this society, they select people. Say, this is the greatest of all time. And no one can achieve that greatness. And in the whole world, like a mantra, oh, it's the greatest of all time. And no one wants to change. Well, let me break it down for you. You're in the present. What you heard about other people was in the past. Now, you either have to say God only exists in the past or exists in the present. And if he exists in the present, how does he exist in your life? Or do you have to depend on what someone made up about God? People that never talked to God except in their own mind. And their own mind dealing up on past beliefs, following a legacy of what had been passed on to them by another generation. Never broke the cycle. So you don't know. You really any more than you know that you are the way that people have defined you. So how do you know? You enter into self-discovery by cleansing your mind, stripping away all of the things that conceal who you really are. All of the illusions about race and color and all of the other things, and get to the direct knowledge of the consciousness of truth. This is the power in you that's greater than you. It's not a single individual. God is not on the throne, sitting up, looking down, judging all of us about our behavior. That's some stuff that was made up that people want you to believe. And when you believe it, then you start expanding upon illusion until you get to the 21st century and people expanding upon the illusion and they think God letting all this stuff happen here. No, we're letting it happen by depending upon other people who created beliefs we are using to destroy ourselves. We're destroying ourselves without realizing that we're destroying ourselves because we think we're living the way we're supposed to be living. We're trying to live like the people did before. We're trying to find out how to deal with some mythical Ten Commandments. Think about it. I mean, just think about how ludicrous it is that you are relying on something thousands of years ago about a man that you know nothing about, and you trust that person, that man, more than you trust yourself. Why would you trust something unknown to you in the past? Then the past can never, ever exist in the present. Once it's the past, it stays there unless you bring it forth in your life. So you're bringing the greater power of God from the past into your life, and now it is just as distorted in black, white, or whatever. It's a distorted perspective of who the greater power is. It's in all of us, not in no one person. And it's that person who cleans the mind and lets go of all that has been taught by others that gets to dwell in the consciousness of truth. And when you do, your power is limitless. You can go to a place that you've never been before because you're living in the present. You're not living in the past. Oh, I'm not sitting here telling you that it's easy. I stayed in the past all of my life. In order to get an education in toxicity, I had to know the past. Nobody ever asked me anything about myself. Boy, but I could tell you a lot about philosophy. You could talk about philosophy, but I can't tell you anything about my philosophy. So I could tell you all of it. I could teach a class in it. But the class would not be about my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. It would be my interpretation about someone I never met and do not know that they exist unless I depend upon some information passed on to me by someone else. But I don't know this. I don't have direct knowledge. And you must have direct knowledge of the God within you. And you cannot get direct knowledge of the God within you the interpretations and beliefs of the past, because now your interpretation of what you're discovering is distorted. You're still holding on to what you've heard. The truth about who you are is painful. It's painful. It's painful only because you don't want to let go of the illusions about who you are, because others don't want you to change. So I'm not trying to be popular, you know. I'm trying to free myself of what makes people popular. I'm trying to get to the nitty-gritty, the deep parts of myself, to know something about. I'm in this moment. Can I live in this moment with relying on, without depending upon something, somebody's telling me how I should live from the past? Can I live in this moment and fulfill my mission in life? And my mission in life is to become one with the consciousness of truth in me. That's who's on the journey. I'm just a vehicle. I'm the vessel. I'm going to stay here. The consciousness of truth in me will continue. It will continue. But I will stay. The body, the form, belongs on earth, belongs on this planet. That's where it came from. And when I change my awareness of being, this person in this form, that's adhering to principles about what other people have told me, then I disown the God in me. You see, you're disowning the greater power by trusting someone else to tell you about the greater power. You have to discover it for yourself. And you have to be willing to let go and accept the truth about yourself. When you can understand the truth from the consciousness of truth, the light shining in you. But you cannot accept, you can't go into self-discovery carrying all of this baggage. See, then everything you get, you're having a conversation, and you think that you're talking to the greater power, and you're a victim. And you hold on to all of this other stuff that you want and you need in toxicity. I want this, I need this. I need people to like me. I need this. I need some type of material possession. I need something else. Then that is the toxicity, the delusion you bring into self-discovery, and that's what you have to let go before you can travel in self-discovery. The consciousness of truth is the greater power within that's free of toxic illusions. Illusion distort and disable our power to imagine ourselves free of them. They prevent us from searching within the consciousness of truth. You see? When we understand, folks, the immutable truth that the consciousness within is greater power, we can let go of our dependency on others. And when we let go of our dependency on others, we open a portal in our minds to see the light shining brightly in the consciousness of truth. This light is the source of our direct knowledge. So you're moving away. You're moving away from one awareness of being to another. When Sister Carol is talking about working from the inside rather than the outside, she's not talking about working from the inside with outside beliefs and to being dependent on outside beliefs. She means working on the inside with the power and clarity of the consciousness of truth. So you're using a different language. It's a different language altogether. So when you pray, the consciousness of truth must, or meditate, the consciousness of truth is in you, so it hears, but it cannot respond to you in the language of toxicity. So it doesn't live in the language of toxicity as a victim. It responds to you with power and clarity. That's why we ignore it all of our lives. This is why we have ignored this power all of our lives. Because we don't understand the language of the truth. We understand the language that human beings created. And that's what how we try to interpret the responses. Y'all, we're always begging for something. Conscious truth hears you. And it will respond. Because it is with you all the way on the journey. All the way. Because it's the conscious of truth journey. You know, sometimes it just drops you and leaves. Sometimes it stick around. It's its journey. And when you recognize this power in you, then you understand that you are very powerful. And don't let anyone tell you that you're not. And don't let anyone tell you that you have to go back in the past to find a greater power of God in you. You don't need to be in the past. You could just be in you. And that's where you will find the answer to all of your problems, all of your questions, when you let go of your dependency on others. Okay, Sister Carla, you lit it up for us today. Now, I'm going to ask you to close it out, and she and I will be back on the air tomorrow, 12 p.m. I'm Brother Malcolm. Have a great day. Here's Sister Carolyn to close us out.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well. Just like a brook that runs so deep, I spent my life just being